Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, look, there's a lot happening in the world of business. Maybe you can tell us about authority zones, banks, asset management firms. What's going on in South Africa regarding that?
Well, there's a heightened level of control that's taking place there, Sizwe, just to make sure that in terms of the legislation we have regarding treating customers fairly and, of course, consumers being prioritized in their safety and understanding. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority, which is essentially known as the watchdog of the financial sector, has been instituting a large number of investigations and following through with fines, penalties and actions against institutions that appear to be flouting the rules or not fully providing clarity to their customers. From what we understand, they've been working with the finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, in particular when it comes to the disclosure on how consumers understand banking fees. This one is said to still be under investigation, but the concern is that largely banks offer similar products, whether for savings, short or long term, and even services that they offer, but there is a discrepancy in the kind of charging or fee that they actually offer right across the spectrum. Coupled with this, you might recall just a few weeks ago, we saw African Bank also seeing a fine being imposed upon them because of the wording in their advertising, and just recently as well, one of the largest asset managers in the country, 91 Fund Managers, was also recently fined 3 million rand on the back of an administration sanction, largely because there's an aspect of their license that had actually lapsed and they hadn't complied with that. So if anything, I think this is a step in the right direction, just showing once again the institutional strength of our companies and firms that actually do oversee the regulatory environment, primarily when it comes to the financial services space.
Now, a story that you and I have been covering for the last, let's say, month or so, Trump tariffs. And we expected that eventually he would capitulate specifically against China. Yesterday, they had a meeting. They've decided to suspend the tariffs or at least introduce some kind of a cut. It looks like they will eventually find each other somewhere in the middle. What does this mean for our markets?
This is good news. Yesterday, if we took a look at the market performance locally and abroad, we actually shot the lights out. The JSE All Share Index was significantly firmer. Coupled with that, the rand is also steady. But also in the US, their US treasuries, essentially their bond market and how investors buy into their debt, also saw a significant recovery from what we saw in terms of the sell-off just last month. Another good indicator here, Sizwe, we can't forget that South Africa's own trade team, including the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, are set to meet Donald Trump and his team in Washington next week. So we are hoping that for South Africa, we need to negotiate really smartly. We can't isolate either the West or the East, as both economies are critical trading partners to us. So since we do have favorable trading conditions with China, it's just a matter of renegotiating to a favorable level for South Africa and the U.S., especially leveraging the fact that we do have minerals that are largely needed for the U.S. economy, especially when it comes to the development of their technology, goods and services, and even from an agricultural point of view. So hopefully a step in the right direction. And of course, the market's also seeing a nice recovery there too.
And so speaking about the minerals, what do the financial markets look like?
What's interesting is that yesterday we had a phenomenal conversation on the markets, but also one on the business side of all things to do with sports. So congratulations to the Nedbank champions you have in there. We had a commentator share that they think that the game and the winning of their championship translated into an outcome for the markets and the economy. So on the JSE All Share Index, we'll open up at 92,170 points, which is phenomenal for the All Share Index. Currency-wise, we get 18.23 to the US dollar, 24.06 to the British pound, and 20.26 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.